Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Got great ideas, but no idea how to build a website? Get Bluehost. Their AI design tool creates high-quality WordPress sites super fast. Whether you're a blogger, influencer, or launching a side hustle, Bluehost helps boost your growth with built-in marketing and e-commerce tools. Upgrade to cloud to get 100% uptime and 24/7 security to stay online all the time. Why wait? You've got the vision. Make it real. Visit Bluehost.com to get started.
Hi, folks. Welcome to another episode of Film Study. This is Ken McCusick, and it's time for this week's matchup show. We'll start with the defense, and here to do that with me is co-host Frazier Tafar. Frazier, how you doing?
Doing good, Ken. Ready for part three of the Harbaugh big-time Monday night matchup against a must-win AFC team against the Chargers.
Never had less than a primetime game for the Harbaugh. Two primetime games, a Thursday and Monday, and one Super Bowl.
Yep.
But the Harbaughs have never met anything less than that. John Harbaugh has a tremendous primetime record, as does Lamar Jackson, in terms of wins and losses. Not quite as great on the road as they have been at home.
Yep, and I think there is some truth to that, just the difference in atmosphere, but John Harbaugh knows how to get his guys up for these nighttime games and make them peak at the right time. You talked about that at length at your show, but it's very crucial, and that's one of his coaching characteristics that you cannot – it's invaluable. It's nothing that you can measure, and something that we should value with our time with John Harbaugh.
Yeah, we should. And you look at the Steelers, and they are now 0-8 in road Thursday games.
Yep.
That's pretty darn terrible. It might be road division Thursday games, or it might be all road Thursday games, but either way, it's bad.
Yeah.
It'd be worse probably if it was only the division games, and that wouldn't be shocking. But he's had plenty of time, chances to beat the Browns and the Bengals. It hasn't all been the Ravens, who hasn't beaten on Thursday night. But it's something that is, I think, less appreciated about Harbaugh, and I don't think Tomlin completely has his hands on how to get his team peaked at the right time of day. I think that is a significant concern.
Yeah, and I think Tomlin has his strengths in areas we wish John had, and I think maybe Steelers fans would have vice versa. So I like Tomlin on what he brings. It seems like whenever he goes against John, he's just able to be maybe half a step ahead, and that's enough to win the game. And gets a little old sometimes, but hopefully next time they come to Baltimore, turn it around.
Very good coach, no doubt about it, and does a lot of things well. And really is a defensive guy in addition. Yep. So he oversees the defense for that unit, whoever they've had, DCing has basically reported to him within that structure.
Maybe not Dick LeBeau. Dick LeBeau had.
That's a long time ago. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. but the one thing about Tomlin that Steelers fans continually complain about, and by the way, there's a small, highly vocal minority both here and in Pittsburgh that wants their longtime head coaches fired. They scream at the top of their lungs all the time, but there's a fair number in Pittsburgh that want it, and the usual things they cite are game management. That's absolutely terrible game management. The truth of the matter is, if you look at statistics like cowardly punts and such, that's an area where Tomlin consistently leads the NFL. So it's an area where newer, younger coaches tend to be much better at managing the probability of football than some of the older coaches. Harbaugh is one of the few who's really adapted well to it over the years, and he's kept up with it. They've got analytics people that they trust, and most of the time he'll go with the analytics people on in terms of going forward on fourth down. And none of them was it Brandon Staley, the guy who was at the coach
Chargers.
For years previously. Yeah. He was the most extreme. He, you know, four times a game in his own territory, he might go for it on fourth down and three or less. That's a very extreme, high risk, high reward kind of way to be, but is justifiable by analytics, and the coaches that are closer to that, I think, are generally doing the right thing.
And Harbaugh, just one last note on this, Harbaugh has really been ahead of the curve on that, actually, on the analytics side.
Yeah,
I think even before Lamar Jackson got there, we were getting more towards going for it and making these differences. With Tomlin, even last week's game, I was actually surprised when they punted the ball sometimes near in the Ravens territory on the edge. It's like, wow, I know if this is us, we'd be going for it. So to your point, that old school ball, and I think he really trusts the defense. So that might be another key why he's able to do that, punt the ball away and just put it in the defense's hands to win the game.
You can whatever helps him sleep at night. If you're giving away points, go ahead and do it. All right, I'm a hardline analytics guy, and I really hate giving away value. Okay, let's jump into the defense this week. My number one thing is Roman versus Orr, and I kind of knew when we came together there was going to be a lot of Roman Orr overlap, and you've got a very similar one, but that's okay. We've each got our own twist on it. I think, you know, the Ravens have obviously a lot of experience still on this defensive unit, including players as young as Kyle Hamilton in the 2022 group, who've already done extensive practicing against the Roman era offense that the Ravens had with Jackson and you know, obviously read option and whatnot, but a lot of Roman's run scheme. They'll look for a lot of those similar concepts. They'll try and identify those. They'll probably have linebackers who can do it, because a lot of the linebackers, and for instance Malik Harrison or Roquan Smith if he plays, were there at the time, and they'll be able to identify concepts on the fly, maybe even kind of call out the plays as they're happening. There'll be a lot of similar misdirection used, and when I say that, they'll pull two linemen, they will go jet motion the other direction. We'll see all sorts of things trying to pull the linebackers out of position. And that, to me, is the heart and soul of this. The inside linebackers in particular need to be careful not to overread. And this is a place where the absence of Roquan Smith could be a big detriment to the Ravens in this game.
And I'm very anticipating on what they're going to do, because they cannot throw Harrison out there and expect us to be successful against anything that the Chargers throw at us. I think he's shown that he has issues in coverage and in a run fit as well. He's very physical, but it's not enough for us to get by in these types of games. The counter bash action you're referring to, Roman is a master at that. It's almost like I didn't notice that play was in football until he called it in 2019. And it was like, oh my God. So he's revolutionary in that sense. I do think if we're able to stump them, it's going to be with Kyle Hamilton. It's an issue. It sucks that he's not going to be free and be able to do exactly what he wants. But if somehow they change up what's happening and put Marcus back there, maybe in a dime situation, maybe we're able to see him really float free and cause havoc around the line of scrimmage.
Might be a game where the Ravens go to more base defense, which really is going to press the need to have another defensive lineman active, by the way. But if they're going to go to more base, that's three down linemen. You're definitely committing to stop the run. We'll see how often the Chargers dictate that, basically with heavy personnel groups, because they can do it. Ardarius Washington could be the lone guy on the back end, with Hamilton up close to the line of scrimmage covering a tight end in some of those kind of packages. Then you get his tackling value up close to the line of scrimmage. Something tells me that Roman might try and actually avoid that, like might try and want to create reasons for Hamilton to stay on the back end with his packages that he works with.
No, fair. And moving into my second point, my matchup is Orr versus the vault, quote unquote, that we had over the years here in Baltimore. I expect Greg Roman to come out with some wrinkles that we haven't seen. Something that popped out to me against the Bengals last week, I think it was the last drive on the touchdown drive, they had McConkey come in on a motion towards the line of scrimmage, snapped it while he was still in motion, and they ran a corner route with him, and he popped wide open, confused the defense. It's just scheme we haven't seen with Rome, and I think those little intricacies can show themselves, and I think Kipper's in a problem to Orr. I'm anticipating them being ready for all the adjustments, but there's going to be some things that he's probably has learned over the years after he's left Baltimore, at the colleges he's worked with and some of the pros he's been with, obviously with the Chargers now. So all that knowledge he's accumulated after the fact, I think, will show.
There'd be a high incentive for him to pull some new things out of the vault that he's never shown anybody before, that he's never installed in Baltimore.
Didn't you know it's possible to get THC shipped right to your door? Mood delivers premium 100% federally legal THC directly to you. I'm talking about delicious, high-potency gummies, top-shelf flower, home-baked cookies, vapes, anything you'd find at a dispensary, you can now order online and have it shipped quickly, discreetly, and conveniently right to your door. And every Mood product is made from pesticide-free cannabis grown on America's best small farms at prices that won't destroy your wallet. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with code RAVENS. So head to mood.com/ravens, check out their online dispensary, and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. And don't forget to use promo code RAVENS when you check out to save 20% on your first order.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel, because right now, new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now boarding Group A. Please have your boarding passes ready to scan. If your phone is cracked, old, or was chewed up by your Chihuahua travel companion, please refrain from holding up the line. And instead, simply go to Verizon and trade in any phone in any condition from one of their top brands for the new Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus with Galaxy AI on Unlimited Ultimate and a watch or tap, also on them. Service plan required for watch or tap. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
That the Ravens defense has never seen. Now the Ravens may be aware of this. They would have copies of the playbook from that era, and they know these things exist. But they haven't ever been installed into a game plan, that means the players don't have any cultural assimilation to this.
Right.
So they haven't seen it yet. I think there is, there'll be a good chance that Roman will pull out some new concepts. But most of what Roman does is to win the game. Horizontally, create horizontal space, create horizontal openings. I think he'll continue to try and do that. He's got a decent quarterback for vertical throws. His stats are way down this year in terms of what he's doing down the field. He's good. He hasn't had a lot of interceptions, but he's not throwing a lot of touchdown passes either, which is the kind of surprising part for Herbert this year.
Yep. And I think based on how they operate is going to be off play action. And they really don't have a true separator at receiver. They have Johnston, who can get open at times in space, but other than that, they have Palmer, and McClawkey's his number one guy. He's very good in space. If the Ravens are able to bracket him and make sure he doesn't break the game, I think all those other pieces are more or less just guys, I think.
Yeah, hard to really bracket a player who's a slot receiver like McClawkey. I mean, it can be done, but it's hard to get the safety right on him the way you'd exactly want. That slot receiver often is the one who has the most choices. And
as a three-way go.
Yeah. Yeah. McConkey's done a lot this year. 116 passer rating throwing to him for Herbert this year. So that's part of it. It hasn't been a lot of short passes either. He's got a healthy A dot of 10.7. So it's not like they've been trying to throw a lot of 6 yard passes and trying to get a lot of yak on those. I'm sure there's some of that, but it's it's really more downfield plays.
Yeah, he played well against Cincinnati. He had some really tough plays down the field.
All right, let's move on to the second thing. I the big thing for me is that the Ravens defense has been pretty good at stopping other teams in a bend but not break fashion. And they face the Chargers this week, who are one of the really awful red zone and goal to go teams. So holding the Chargers to field goals, or the Ravens defense versus the Chargers poor red zone and goal to go offense, is really a key here. The Chargers offense, 22nd in the red zone at 53.85%. Now let's compare that. The Ravens, 77.8%. So enormous difference between the two teams. They are even worse in goal to go situations, where they are 32nd in the National Football League with 54.6%. So they only score a touchdown a little over half the time when they get inside the 10-yard line. That's just
not good.
Utterly awful. The Ravens, by comparison, are not quite – I don't think they're quite first anymore in goal to go. Okay, let me do this real quickly. 2024 –
I feel like they haven't even missed a goal to go situation.
No, Arizona has not missed a goal to go situation yet. The Ravens are fifth at 85.2%.
Yeah, so 80%,
30-point difference there as well. If you look at that lack of red zone and goal to go success, that's a big reason why the Chargers haven't scored a lot of points per game. I mean, they're 8 points behind the Ravens in terms of points per game right now. In terms of where they are in the National Football League, they're down there. I can't see exactly where this is, but there are 22 points, and they're probably actually in the middle of the pack in that regard. The Ravens are second at 30.4 points. But here's the thing. In 2022, when Roman was last here, this was the movie that the Ravens have seen. They've seen Roman really struggle. A lot of it was Snoop in 2022 because they didn't have Lamar for a significant portion of the year, but the Ravens were 30th in red zone percentage then. Amazing. Look at the change in 2 years for the Ravens, and change in scheme, and also having Lamar healthy the whole time. Yes. And 24th in goal to go percentage, the Ravens were 2 years ago. It's a disaster. So I think there is a every blade of grass must be defended component to that. That I think Monka does a better job in creating space both horizontally and vertically within his offense that creates additional red zone opportunities as well.
Yes, and it really plays into the Ravens' strength as they're able to stand up in the red zone most of the time, especially goal to go. That like last week they were able to hold out the Steelers at the end zone, all field goals. So continuing to build on that trend and really. If we're able to have Travis Jones be healthy and an actual factor and not really have a lingering issue where he's not able to anchor off his foot and be an issue in the run game and the pass game, I think that's where we do lose in the red zone, because he's such a key pivotal point in freeing up Odafe Owe, freeing up Matt Ibike. And this is really the game that they can have that happen.
It would be a very, very big deal to have him be healthy for this game. And he was limited the first day of practice. So it's not looking good. Just from that perspective, that'd be one of my key concerns for the game. How about your second matchup?
Yep. Picking right back onto my second matchup. Speaking of Matt, Justin and Travis Jones, my matchup is the Ravens front seven versus the Chargers O-line. They're very strong on the outside tackles. They have two potential all pros at tackle position, and interior, they are lackluster to say the least. This is going to be, like I mentioned, the opportunity for Jones, Matt Ibike, Urban, Wormley, and Washington going to be able to try to get pressure up the middle, make issues, and also Robinson as well. Just having him in the lineup, throw curveballs at them, and it's going to be a long day for the guys on the outside. I'm looking for Kyle Van Noy to really show his veteran presence and hopefully take Joel to school and really be technical on how he's attacking him and not just going at him on a bull rush. And then hopefully Roquan is 85% of himself and able to go. And that will help us really show up the front seven, because if we're forced to put Malik in there or Chris Board or whoever, I think we're going to be in a long day on defense. Yeah.
It's definitely a significant weakness, and the Ravens don't really have the safety depth anymore to play a safety at dime to replace a linebacker. They played dime with four corners last week, but it's definitely not as physical a unit. If you want to try and get after the quarterback and whatnot, it's probably a little more difficult. One thing I do expect the Ravens to do some in this game, though, is blitz off the slot. And you can effectively blitz off either of two slots if you're playing the four corner dime, and you can blitz off the slot, of course, anytime that you're playing nickel. So one of the things about Van Noy on one side, but also against Rashawn Slater for Owe, is that I think this is a good game for them to try and fan out those tackles, create B gap space that will allow some blitz lanes, some additional opportunities for blitz. And you know, you kind of minimize the coverage weaknesses of a player like Simpson, say, or of Harrison as well, if you rush the quarterback with him. You know, if he's not covering, he can't hurt you on the back end in the same way. And at least you've got a chance that you know, he can use his quickness. And particularly in Simpson's case, I think he's able to exploit that.
Yep. And also a thing to watch out for is Herbert hasn't hesitated to tuck and run this year. So I think that's something we have to be cautious of. Probably not rush him like we did Russell Wilson, but he can, I would say more so like Drew Lock. Well, not Drew Lock.
Bo Nix,
yes. How Bo Nix was this year. He was able to slither out of there, make some yardage. I expect Justin Herbert to have the same type of game in terms of rushing.
All right. Outstanding. Always great to do this show with you, Frazier. Tell folks where they can talk football with you online.
You guys can reach me at Twitter/X at F_Rave8. That's F_RAVE8.
All right, folks. Thanks for listening. As always, anything you want to do to push this show to one new person is always something I ask folks to do. In particular, if you can show anyone how to play it directly off the website instead of off a podcast app, that might help an older person get into this a little more. For Frazier Tafar, this is Ken McCusick saying goodbye, and we'll talk to you next week on Matchups.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel, because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.